What Bean had to do was try to peel away Bonzo's support. Before he slept, he had a half-assed little plan that might help a little, or might make things work, but at least it was something, and it would be public, so the teachers couldn't claim after the fact, in their typical bureaucrat-cover-my-butt way, that they hadn't known anything was going on. He thought he could do something at breakfast, but of course there was a battle first thing in the morning. Paul Slattery, Badger Army. The teachers had found a new way to mess with the rules, too. When badgers were flashed, instead of staying frozen till the end of the game, they thawed after 5 minutes, the way it worked in practice. But dragons, once hit, stayed rigid. Since the battle room was packed with stars, plenty of hiding places, it took a while to realize that they were having to shoot the same soldiers more than once as they maneuvered through the stars, and Dragon Army came closer to losing than it ever had. It was all hand-to-hand, with a dozen of the remaining dragons having to watch batches of frozen badgers, reshooting them periodically, and meanwhile frantically looking around for some other badger sneaking up from behind. The battle took so long that by the time they got out of the battle room, breakfast was over. Dragon Army was pissed off. The ones who had been frozen early on, before they knew the trick, had spent more than an hour, some of them, floating in their rigid suits, growing more and more frustrated as the time wore on. The others, who had been forced to fight outnumbered and with little visibility against enemies who kept reviving, they were exhausted, including Ender. Ender gathered his army in the corridor and said, "Today you know everything. No practice. Get some rest. Have some fun. Pass a test." They were all grateful for the reprieve, but still, they weren't getting any breakfast today, and nobody felt like cheering. As they walked back to the barracks, some of them grumbled, "Bet they're serving breakfast to Badger Army right now." No, they got them up and served them breakfast before. No, they ate breakfast, and then 5 minutes later they get to eat another. Bean, however, was frustrated because he hadn't had a chance to carry out his plan at breakfast. He would have to wait till lunch. The good thing was that because Dragon wasn't practicing, Bonzo's guys wouldn't know where to lie in wait for him. The bad thing was that if Ender went off by himself, there'd be nobody to protect him. So Bean was relieved when he saw Ender go into his quarters. In consultation with the other toon leaders, Bean set up a watch on Ender's door. One dragon sat outside the barracks for a half-hour shift, then knocked on the door and his replacement came out. No way was Ender going to go wandering off without Dragon Army knowing it. But Ender never came out, and finally it was lunchtime. All the toon leaders sent the soldiers on ahead and then detoured past Ender's door. Fly Molo knocked loudly. Actually, he slapped the door hard 5 times. "Lunch, Ender." "I'm not hungry." His voice was muffled by the door. "Go on and eat." "We can wait," said Fly. "Don't want you walking to the commander's mess alone." "I'm not going to eat any lunch at all," said Ender. "Go on, and I'll see you after." "You heard him," said Fly to the others. "He'll be safe in here while we eat." Bean had noticed that Ender did not promise to stay in his room throughout lunch. But at least Bonzo's people wouldn't know where he was. Unpredictability was helpful, and Bean wanted to get the chance to make his speech at lunch. So he ran to the mess room and did not get in line, but instead bounded up onto a table and clapped his hands loudly to get attention. "Hey, everybody!" He waited until the group went about as close to silent as it was going to get. "There's some of you here who need a reminder of a couple of points of IF law. If a soldier is ordered to do something illegal or improper by his commanding officer, he has a responsibility to refuse the order and report it. A soldier who obeys an illegal or improper order is fully responsible for the consequences of his actions. Just in case any of you here are too dim to know what that means, the law says that if some commander orders you to commit a crime, that's no excuse. You are forbidden to obey." Nobody from Salamander would meet Bean's gaze, but a thug in rat uniform answered in a surly tone. "You got something in mind here, Pinprick?"
"I've got you in mind, Lighter. Your scores are pretty much in the bottom 10% in the school, so I thought you might need a little extra help." You can shut your face hole right now. That's the help I need. Whatever Bonzo had you set to do last night, Leiter, you and about 20 others, what I'm telling you is if you'd actually tried something, every single one of you would have been out of Battle School on his ass. Iced. A complete failure because you listened to Bonehead Madrid. Can I be any more clear than that? Leiter laughed. It sounded forced, but then he wasn't the only one laughing. You don't even know what's going on, Pinprick, one of them said. I know Bonehead's trying to turn you into a street crew, you pathetic losers. He can't beat Ender in the battle room, so he's going to get a dozen tough guys to beat up one little kid. You all hear that? You know what Ender is. The best damn commander ever to come through here. He might be the only one able to do what Mazer Rackham did and beat the buggers when they come back. Did you think of that? And these guys are so smart, they want to beat his brains out. So when the buggers come, and we've only got pus brains like Bonzo Madrid to lead our fleets to defeat, then as the buggers scour the earth and kill every last man, woman, and child, the survivors will all know that these fools are the ones who got rid of the one guy who could have led us to victory.